here's a story from The World.
Flip through the TV channels in China these days, and there's a good chance you'll find this.
Judges ready. Jumpers ready. Set.
TV shows featuring jump rope competitions. We're not just talking the double dutch here. These jump ropers are amazing, bouncing with speeds you can't imagine. But Chinese viewers aren't only watching to be entertained. The World's Rebecca Canther in Shanghai tells us why skipping rope has become so competitive for young Chinese students.
This past summer, before Yolanda Cheng's daughter started first grade, her new school sent out a notice. Students must be able to jump rope more than 100 times in a minute.
So at the beginning, I feel it's just you force me to jump. I don't like it. If you don't do it, your score in the primary school will be like no pass. She has to do that.
Her daughter is athletic. Cheng has signed her up for ballet, swimming, traditional Chinese dance, tennis, and soccer. But she could only jump rope 10 times in a row.
My daughter at that time was very poor at rope jumping, so I pay attention to that.
So they got to work. Cheng had her daughter jump rope for a minute every morning before breakfast. Like many other parents around China, she took a video and uploaded it to an app called Jump Rope Every Day. The app counts the number of jumps, and like in an arcade game, kids vie to be the top scorer. A little girl in central Henan province currently holds the records for most skips per minute, 278. In her video, she wears a determined look on her face as she jump ropes on a yoga mat in her family's living room. You can barely see the rope as it flies through the air. Most kids aren't that fast. After school and on the weekends in parks around China, you'll see kids jumping rope under the watchful eye of parents or grandparents. In China, where classrooms can have upwards of 40 students, jump rope is a relatively inexpensive sport, and it doesn't take up much space either. So it's become a popular measure of students' fitness. And it's not just a requirement. It impacts your final grade. But not everyone is a natural. So some parents sign their kids up for jump rope cram classes. At this after-school jump rope center, teachers take students through stretches and exercises and then coach them on the finer points of skipping rope. The kids master all sorts of moves, even double dutch. My neighbor, Lillian Zhang, sent her son. We didn't pay attention to jump rope before, so he could only jump 3 or 4 times, she says. His coordination isn't so good, but I didn't want it to affect his confidence level. Huang Haimin works at the jump rope center. Parents bring their kids to the center because they want them to have an edge, she says. The jump roping requirement might sound silly, but Lenora Chu says it highlights how China's education system sorts people into categories. She's an education expert and author of a book on China's education system.
It's basically like climbing a ladder with a test at every rung of the ladder. So they will prioritize what is on those tests. Now, if the Beijing government comes down to say, we now think that physical education and health is important, and here's how we're going to measure it, then parents in turn will then value what they're told to prioritize.
Recent education reforms in China have shut down after-school and weekend tutoring centers. But Chu says families are still looking for any way for their kids to get ahead.
And as long as those testing mechanisms are there, and they're so critical and important, then anything that they do is not going to take away that pressure.
But parent Yolanda Cheng is encouraged by the stronger emphasis on physical education.
And I always think in the future, the competition is not just like your IQ, your academic performance. It's really on how energetic you will be, you know.
She says for all her annoyance at being forced to send videos of her kids skipping rope every day, it worked. After spending the summer cramming jump rope with her daughter, she saw an improvement.
You know, she can jump 120, even higher, for only 1 minute. And then she can jump only with 1 foot. And she was very happy at that.
And Cheng says recently she actually went out and bought a jump rope for herself. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.